Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire
podcast, available at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Happy day. There's a weekend for some people coming up.
Well, here's some COVID news.
Really?
Yeah, this is from WHO TV, not the World Health Organization, but the TV station out of Des Moines.
Des Moines.
And Willie Farrell apparently has the COVID-19. We should reach out to him.
Yeah, I follow him on Facebook all the time. He Facebooks live. He's still being really funny and everything. I didn't know that. He hadn't been going anywhere. I know that. Comedy shut down.
Yeah, I love Willie Farrell.
We'll have to get hold of Willie.
He's always like reluctantly doing the show. He gets up and crushes.
I know.
But if 2 minutes before the show, you're like, hey, it's canceled. He'd be like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. I think he should have been such a road dog for years. But he kills it every time.
He does.
Every
time. He gets a 1 minute light.
Right. He was. I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what, though. He was in, if I remember right, the week we shut everything down, 5 weeks now? He was in Vegas that week. And he was talking about the hotel being deserted. He was supposed to have some gigs, but he was hanging around. And I'm not sure if they went through. So he was in Vegas the week before, the week that Mercurio was in this town at the Funny Bone. I know Willie was in Vegas, so maybe that has something to do with it.
This is all video here, but there are two sentences. Willie Farrell received the all clear earlier this week after he was diagnosed with COVID-19 while performing in Vegas.
That was it. I didn't know that. He didn't report on that much on his Facebook. We'll have to get Willie on then.
I'm texting him right now.
Oh, good. Yeah, do that. He might call. We're in the same time zone as Des Moines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Barely. They're almost Eastern.
Yeah.
No, they're really not.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
No, they're really not even close.
No.
Yeah, that 1 minute light's always blown my mind. Because most dudes will get headliners, so sometimes be like, oh, give me a 20 minute light, 15,
right.
10.
Right.
Nobody gets a 1 minute light except for Willie.
Really? It's
yeah.
1 minute.
1 minute. He gets the light and then he's like, all right, see ya.
And you can just
I'm out. My work here is done. Goodbye.
And the thing about Willie is he doesn't do the same act. He never does.
It's mostly interaction with the crowd.
Yeah, he does. He has some.
He's the best.
He's got stock jokes he uses, but he's got the interaction with the crowd mainly.
Yeah, that's if the crowd ain't responding.
Right.
He'll actually go to the material.
Right.
But usually he gets it out of him.
Right.
Yeah, he does.
Tyler, I'm sure this is not news to you, but with the rest of us are celebrating International Bat Appreciation Day.
Apparently just don't eat them, right?
I guess.
I don't know.
And don't let them bite you.
Yeah.
At your house.
I was saying that I saw Lindsey Graham on The View yesterday, and he went all bat. A Chinese guy ate a bat. I'm thinking, shut up, dude.
They still don't know.
I know, but he said it right there. I'm thinking, just go away.
And even if he did, if that's a possibility, we need to be prepared to handle something that could come out of that.
Thank you.
Well, what does all that matter now?
Well, right. That's a great point. He also went into how the Chinese eat dogs, and we got to stop. And I realize that's all stuff we don't like. I get it. But... Okay. Say it did come from there. What's your guy, Lindsay, doing now? Nothing.
Yeah. Nobody can leave their house.
Yeah,
they eat dogs. Okay.
Yeah. They're going to.
Yeah. Let's talk about something else.
Let's be prepared for that. Next time. The next pandemic, we'll be prepared.
Yeah.
No, we won't.
No, we won't because we don't want health care for anybody.
Right. We'll just get complacent.
We want low taxes.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So we found out some problems with doing research on psychedelics.
He kissed, you sucked face with the dude in the van.
No, that's no problem.
Right.
good. Finally admit that.
When you research the psychedelics, you're talking to guys who are tripping balls.
Didn't the guy just die that made them?
No, that's not the problem.
No. When doing research on psychedelics as a treatment for depression.
One of the guys doing the research can't be tripping balls.
No.
He has to be just the guy taking the data down, right?
But he has to interview the subject.
I know, but
who would happen to be tripping balls.
Yeah, but he's got to take the data down that's not tripping balls.
Here's the deal. When you're doing research, you got to have a control group.
Oh, so you got somebody who's
not tripping.
Right.
Or compared to someone who's tripping.
To take the data down.
Now then, this controlled group.
Or takes a placebo.
Has to take a placebo. Well, you know if you're not tripping.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the trouble with doing research with psychedelics, because the control group knows they're not tripping.
Yeah, you can't even fake that.
And that guy is bummed. That. Oh, hell. I got the placebo. Right.
Yes. Now then, there were some people that there was a few people who thought that they were tripping and weren't, when they think that may have the,
Pavlov's dog?
No.
No,
but you're close.
The placebo effect?
When you're close to someone and you get high as well.
Contact high.
That's where they think this concept, at least, of a contact high came from, because these people who were not tripping thought they were.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to
just
get a
talk them into it. Everything's really weird. Yeah, it is.
You didn't need like four or five people who have never tripped before. And then, well, if you're tripping for the first time, you're probably freaking out.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
I'm glad I found that, man. I need that. I'll be playing that a lot in the future.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
One study they did at McGill University, they all got placebos, and about half of them thought they were tripping.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
Once again, I understand you've seen the stories where somebody thinks they're drinking punch without vodka in it or something like that, and there's no vodka, and like a high school girl will go, I'm feeling so drunk, and there's nothing in there.
Well,
I get that, but tripping is not getting drunk. It's tripping.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make up, whoa.
But this is what they did. All the participants were given a drug and told that it was similar to psilocybin, the active compound in magic mushrooms, but it was just a placebo. They spent the next 4 hours together in a room with music, paintings, colored lights, visual projections. A group of hired actors were mixed in with the group, and they would gradually act out the effects of the true drug over the course of the experiment. There were also psychiatrists, research assistants, and everybody. And so some of those people thought they were actually tripping.
Got it. Somebody that invented something just died. 75 years old.
They'll do that.
No. He was no, but it was about a psychedelic. He invented a certain psychedelic, and he's dead now. It was just in the news on Twitter within the past 2 days.
Okay.
And you'd recognize the name of the actual drug, too, and I can't remember what it was.
Was it like ketamine or something?
No, that's for horses, right?
Yeah, I guess it's not really.
Horses. I don't know. Pushes out. Yeah, there was a psychedelic pioneer that just died, and he invented one of those things. You know, I don't think it was acid, because acid had been around before then. I don't know. I just saw it. I should have remembered the tweet.
Timothy Leary.
No, because it wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I find. Yeah. Timothy Leary.
No, he just died. I know he did.
And,
but Timothy didn't invent it.
Ram Dass.
This guy was a chemist.
I love that name.
Right.
Ram Dass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it Rom?
Somebody's going to know. Somebody saw that. Let me know.
It's Ram Dass.
It is Ram Dass, but I like Ram Dass.
That would suck to be stuck in a group of room with a bunch of people who are tripping and you're not tripping.
Yes. You get the placebo. Oh,
well, but it would suck worse if these were people acting like they were tripping.
Right.
Yeah.
And they weren't tripping.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nerd. Nerd. You ain't
Dude,
high.
I'm going to need another dose.
My friend and I were like the only people on LSD at this house in Manhattan, Kansas once, and that got weird.
The only people.
Well, they were like drinking, so they had like a bunch of instruments set up in their basement. So this guy just kind of like passed out on the floor, and then we gave him what my friend referred to as a heavy metal alarm clock.
Right, right.
Where you just wheel the amp over right by him, keep everything turned down. Somebody gets on the drums, you do a silent count off, and then just pow, 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 pow.
Oh, just start hitting the chords.
Yeah, that dude was not, he didn't think it was very funny.
I never liked crowds
when I was on the psychedelics, and I remember eating a bunch of mushrooms once, and there were probably about 40 people in my apartment.
Right.
And
probably
I went to the bedroom, and I crawled out the window. And I just went for a walk around the block.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Just to get away from people.
You couldn't go through the door.
No.
Yeah. They would have seen you leave.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But now I think I want to eat some mushrooms again. They're all the rage in Denver because it's decriminalized.
I think the placebo.
And it's decriminalized because it got so popular. There's just a whole wave.
It sounds appealing.
I think I want to start eating mushrooms again. That's good.
That's the quarantine talking.
Absolutely, it is.
I think you did that 3 months ago.
That and I see my friends tripping in Denver.
Yeah.
And they're my age.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing mushrooms again. Now I'd have to wait until this is over.
Yeah.
I don't want to trip with the kids in the house.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but, Dad, why are you painting your room just that one spot?
Ever having a bad experience on the mushrooms?
No.
The acid? That's a different story.
That can get dicey.
No bad experience on the acid?
Never.
I hated the hangover. It's like someone was gripping your medulla oblongata the next day.
Yeah,
you had a headache going the next day. That's what I didn't like about that.
The LSD hangover is better than the ecstasy hangover.
I've never tried it.
Well, ecstasy hangover, you wake up in the arms of a dude.
The next day you're just like, happiness is gone. Because I think ecstasy just like squeezes all the happiness out of your brain. Then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh man.
Happiness is gone. I love that line.
Don't do drugs.
You don't need that now.
No.
You wake up today and you can't leave the house. Happiness is gone. Oh my God.
What Todd said.
What?
Don't do drugs, kid.
Oh, yeah. No, don't.
I know we make it sound fun.
Yeah, but
no, believe me, they're not.
For every fun story, we get a bunch of horrible ones.
Yeah. There are some.
But the good ones. Yeah.
You think there's people jumping off of balconies when they smoke weed.
Yeah.
They're jumping off the tops of buildings with the psychedelics.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, swan diving.
Baby steps. That's just legalized weed.
You realize halfway down there's not a pool there? You're like, oh, no.
Facebook will start warning users.
One time when I was tripping on acid, I thought I died. I was laying in the back seat of my car. Someone else was driving, I think.
And you thought.
And we were going down a windy road, so it felt like I was just spiraling.
What the hell were you on?
Going into hell. And I specifically remember You Can't Always Get What You Want was pumping over the car stereo with the the angelic chorus.
Yeah.
Remember we were in Cancun, you and me, for that trip years ago, and you were...
Oh, yeah, I ate some then.
You ate some acid then, and we left. What was his name? Senor Frogs. And there was a medium between that and the other side.
We were going to Senor Frogs.
We were coming back.
We were coming back from downtown.
Well, whatever. You laid down in the medium.
We had just seen a midget with a big sombrero and half a dozen bowls of salsa on his head.
Oh, that's right.
That freaked me out.
You saw that. Nobody else did.
No.
He's right.
That was a trip.
No.
That was
a
trip.
I was driving a purple dune buggy.
Yeah, he was.
And I wasn't tripping, but I shouldn't have been driving probably. I was drinking. But I was driving a purple dune buggy, and we drove in from Old Town Cancun.
That's hilarious.
I just, shut up.
Hey,
in this story, I'm drunk, so shut up.
All right, cut. Take two.
So I remember Todd just laying in the median going, ah. And I remember just saying, I looked at him, and I go, well, I'm going to the bar. And I think I left him there.
I showed up, and that was where I was kind of comfortable with the crowd.
Right. Oh, yeah, you were being
on the ground?
In the median?
Because, when I got into the bar. Yeah, there was no crowd in the media.
Right, right.
And I enjoyed that, looking at the stars.
Yeah. Okay.
But I remember...
Yeah, you were gone.
I was engaged with some couple, and it turns out they were from Omaha.
Yeah.
So I just latched onto them and chewed their ear off for the rest of the night.
They weren't happy, I'm sure.
No, they weren't.
They've got their Todd story.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure I annoyed them to no end.
Yeah, but we'd only been on the air here 6 months when that happened, so it wasn't like old Todd. It was like, who's this guy?
The stories of I thought I was dying and I laid down in the median in traffic. That's why I want to avoid psychedelics.
Well, it was grass. There was grass in that medium. There was grass. I would let them there by.
These are the stories that make me go. Yeah,
there was
maybe
grass
not.
In that medium.
It's not the turn lane. Yeah.
No, nobody was getting hurt.
No,
it's
we don't know.
Fine.
It was not exactly a good. No, anybody could have got hurt that night. We didn't care that night.
How easy would it have been for someone to jump that curb?
Easily.
Yes. Okay.
Easily.
Thank you.
Easily.
Thank you.
No, it was not a safe situation the whole night.
And
but we all have those stories. Don't do those, kids.
There was that one time I thought I was dying and going to hell.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an experience I need.
Descending.
Purple dune buggy, no seatbelts.
When you saw the midget with the salsa on his head, did you ask somebody else if they saw that too?
Yeah.
You have to when you're tripping. Yeah.
That guy existed.
Yeah.
He wore a sombrero, and he was a midget, walked up to every table. The guac was right in the middle of his head, and the chips were all around the outside on the top of the hat. You took a chip off his hat, and I'm thinking, this is probably exploitation, but it was 1994. I'm thinking, who cares?
And Mexico.
And he's Mexico. Mm-hmm. We're dipping guac off a midget's head.
Oh, I got one more. One more from Arizona. This was very freaky. We were tripping in the desert, and we're coming down, and we decided to pull over and look over. It's a lake, Canyon Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we pull up. I get out. Another car pulls up, gets out. It's my neighbor from Rugby, North Dakota.
So that would have freaked you out.
Oh, Todd, how you doing? Oh, hi, I'm tripping my ass off.
Oh, wow.
I hadn't seen these people in probably 5 or 6 years.
Did you know to this day if it was actually them?
Yes. Yes. Because they called my parents and said they ran into me and that I was acting kind of strange.
Why are you in Arizona and why is your face melting?
Remember all these stories.
My face wasn't melting. Their face was
melting.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what you say to them. Are you in Arizona?
All these stories started when Todd said he wants to do mushrooms again. Earlier in this segment.
It's such a relief when you're tripping and you see something insane and you ask somebody, they're like, that's there, right?
Right,
and they're like, good.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Like, there's a center to the universe.
It wasn't.
But those are some good memories.
Like the shadows.
They hung with me for a long time.
Good, because you didn't die in any of them.
Right.
Right.
I remember that time I thought I was dying.
Right.
Ah, that was a good memory.
Hilarious.
We were tripping balls in high school once, and this SUV with a bunch of hot girls in it pulls up next to us, and they're like, hey! And we're like, what? Like, that never happens.
Like, you had nothing.
They're like, what's up?
You had no comeback, right?
Well, they go, your gas cap's open.
Yeah.
And then they drove off.
Oh.
That was it.
No opening lines?
No, they just wanted to tell us that we're stupid, and we left the gas cap open, and then they took off.
Are you sure that was real? The hot chicks talking to you might have been part of the trip.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Don't do drugs, kids.
No. Facebook's going to start warning users who react to fake coronavirus news that could lead to physical harm. The company said that they plan to roll out the feature in the coming weeks and will apply it to stories they remove because of misinformation.
Yeah, that's not going to do any good.
And get rid of Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz off the social media,
by the way. You would have to eliminate dumbasses.
Right.
And that would involve removing about 3/4 of the planet.
Yeah. They say they've already removed hundreds of thousands of posts that contained misinformation about the COVID-19
pandemic. If you had to remove all the misinformation on Facebook, you'd be looking at nothing.
I don't know.
It's mostly misinformation.
Yeah, it is. It really is. All right.
And over the weekend, if you want to throw some music on, Pink Floyd streams some old shows on YouTube, as do Metallica, Fish, Radiohead.
Really?
So
I won't be stuck seeing Florida Georgia Line in some bedroom.
So check out some old shows if you want over the weekend on YouTube and whatnot.
Willie Farrell after the break.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Nice.
Great.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.